This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An ICE agent fired three shots into a vehicle during a detention operation in Colorado Thursday morning. It happened in Black Forest, north of Colorado Springs. Officials say the suspects allegedly tried to drive their vehicle into the officers and then drove away. Two suspects are still at large after abandoning the vehicle. By late Thursday, a shelter-in-place order had been lifted for the area. Aurora police are considering whether to cite a 13-year-old boy who rode a scooter into traffic Monday night. The boy was trying to cross the street without the right of way. A driver with a green light hit him, but the boy is expected to recover. The driver stayed on the scene. This is just days after a 12-year-old boy was killed in Aurora while riding his scooter. As Colorado summer stays hot, safety experts urge people never leave a child unattended in a car, not even for a minute. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's because the interior of a car can heat up rapidly. Laura Dunn is a highway safety specialist with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It takes a short amount of time for the inside of a car to heat up. In about 10 minutes, a car can heat up by about 20 degrees.
Since 1998, more than 1,000 children in the U.S. have died from heat stroke after being left or becoming trapped in hot vehicles. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That number includes 7 children in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
New tariffs are hitting a Colorado company. Jeff Popiel is the CEO of Geotech, a Denver company that makes environmental testing equipment. He says the tariffs aren't helping his business.
The blanket tariff isn't targeted. It's not strategic. It's just a tax. All we're doing is making things more expensive for the end consumers.
And there's more on tariffs today on Morning Edition. Ahead this morning from StoryCorps, a love story. They grew up together, then married, and their story is decades in the telling, and that's in a few minutes. It's just 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.